We were doing some cylindrical coordinates last time. Yeah?
This was in 2.7.
We're going to still be in 2.7 today to talk about spherical coordinates. If you want an angle in your cylindrical coordinates, and you want to pick the angle that's either going up to 180 degrees that way, or up to 180 degrees that way, then this formula will get it for you. Now, there's other angles that do the same thing, like 90 degrees is the same as 450 degrees, and so on. But if between negative 180 degrees and positive 180 degrees is fine, then you can use this formula. You can go up to 180 degrees from the positive x-axis all the way to the negative x-axis. The only question is, which way are we turning? The positive turn is towards the positive y-axis, so we're going that way. The negative turn is towards the negative y-axis, right? It's usually easier to draw a picture like this when you're just focusing on r and theta, right? Here's an example where you might actually want something different than just plus or minus inverse cosine. Like if you really want 270 degrees as opposed to negative 90 degrees, right? If you really want theta to be positive, for example.
Question.
Yes?
On the coordinates, where it says theta equals sine, is it like cosine sine?
No, 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 there's a g in there, and it's always going to be plus or minus 1. Like the sine of a number, the sine of 5 is 1 because it's positive. The sine of negative 7 is negative 1, right? Yeah. You see here, the sines match because, look, when you're up here, y is positive and theta is positive as we go around that way. When you're down here, y is negative and your theta is negative.
Thank you.
Other questions? Yeah.
Are we going to study for the first test? Like, is there like a reading or
no? I sent out an email this weekend, didn't I? So if you didn't get my email, send me an email. I'm david.milovich@tamu.edu. Look me up. I'd like you to be on my list. So if you're not on my list, then send me an email and I'll add you to my list. I just copy the registrar's list of email addresses. Yes, I have reserved a room on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, check your email. If you didn't get it, ask me again. Okay, now, yeah, it's kind of a pain, right, to get from x's and y's to theta. It's not quite so bad to go from x's and y's to r. The easier way, remember, the easier way is to go backwards, right? If I give you r and theta, you can give me x and y, right? That's the easier way. There's no ambiguity, no choice about which theta you want. This is just polar coordinate review, right? We have a nice right triangle. Yeah? There's an angle of theta, there's a hypotenuse of r, and so your x is one leg of that right triangle and y is the other leg. So what is x?
X.
R times cosine theta. Yeah. if r is 1, then it's just cosine theta. But in general, you have to scale it by the radius. And then y is r times the sine of theta. And cosine and sine can be positive or negative, but r is never negative. Okay. So, to go to spherical coordinates, you essentially have to do double polar coordinates, okay? Going from Cartesian to cylindrical coordinates, we basically ignored z, and we turned our x and y, we started thinking of them in terms of r and theta, with this kind of picture. What happens in the next phase is, now you take z and r, and think of them as kind of rectangular coordinates, and then polarize them. All right? So let me show you what I mean by that. So again, still in 2.7. Okay. So you have this nice picture here. Draw it again. That connects x and y with r and theta. That's the easy direction. The harder direction is up here. And now we make an analogous picture. Okay? In this picture, think of that cylindrical coordinate r, the distance to the z-axis, as just being plotted on a vertical scale. And then have z on the horizontal. Okay, so kind of turn things around. All right, the z-axis is lying on its side, and we're going to have just plotting r on the vertical. Now remember, r is a distance, so it's never negative. Okay, so this whole bottom half, no. We're not going to have a negative r-axis. So r is never negative. Now, we're going to use another Greek letter, right? Phi. Right? You had your theta, right? We're going to use phi. It's the tradition. Don't blame me. I'm just following the tradition here. We're going to use another Greek letter for the angle, and this is the popular choice. Okay? So, we're going to draw the same picture. Now the angle is going to be phi instead of theta. So here, we had an angle from the positive x-axis going towards the positive y-axis. Now you have an angle from the positive z-axis. Which way is it turning? Well, I guess you could say it's turning towards the negative z-axis. Right? There's not quite the same ambiguity here because r can't go negative, right? So there's only one way you can turn. All right. And then we're going to need another symbol for this distance here. All right. So the tradition is you want to use r again because it really is going to be a radius. But we already used r. Wait, we used the Roman r. We didn't use the Greek r. So rho. Here we go. Okay. This is not a p. This is a Greek r. It's pronounced rho. All right. So we've got r and now our different r. All right. Another kind of radius. And the formulas have to be analogous because it's the same picture. So now z instead of x is rho instead of r times the cosine of phi instead of theta. And you'll see phi written two ways, depending on the book. I think our book favors the more curly phi. Anyways. And then instead of y, r, and instead of r, rho, and then instead of theta, phi. So. Analogous. Now, theta can be anything, because you can just keep winding around forever. Phi here cannot be whatever you want. There's a limitation on phi. You can have phi be 0, and then you can have phi be 90 degrees, pi over 2 in radians, and then you can have phi be pi, right, 180 degrees. And that's as far as it goes. Phi is always between 0 and 180 degrees. And that's good for this inverse kind of formula, because now you don't have to worry about plus or minus or adding multiples of 2 pi. Phi is unambiguous. Phi is just the inverse cosine, and instead of x over r, the analogous thing for x is z, and the analog of r is rho. And just like we had the r equal to root x squared plus y squared, the rho, which of course is greater than or equal to 0, it's a distance, will be the square root of z squared plus r squared. Well, what does that mean? The problem with that ZR diagram is although you get this nice analogy of the formulas, you want to know, what does this really mean in 3D? Okay. So, rho, if you replace the R squared with an X squared plus Y squared, right? Because that's what r squared is. Just square this. Pythagorean theorem. So this is actually a distance in 3D. And what is this the distance to? In cylindrical, we measured the distance to a line for r. With rho, we're measuring the distance to what? Let's write it this way. It's a distance between two points. This is it's the distance from the origin to x, y, z. So, yeah, I mean, I can put a sphere centered around anything, but this is the distance to a specific point. So now we can have a picture of rho. It's a rho equals 5 is a sphere of radius 5 centered about the origin. So let's see if we can get some 3D stuff going here. So we imagine some point out here, and we measure the distance rho from the origin to our point. And now I'd like to know a little bit more. Okay, so what about the angle? There's two angles, right? So maybe there's a shadow. Imagine casting a shadow down to where z is 0, and there's your theta angle. Okay. And then there's a question of the phi angle. Okay, this is an angle with the z-axis. So the phi angle is right here. So, if you want to think about it in terms of the surface of the Earth, right? You put the Earth's center at the origin, and then the surface is rho equal to about 6,400, Yeah, 6,400 kilometers. So then phi would be the angle. If you're looking at position on the Earth's surface, phi will measure the angle from the North Pole to your latitude. Right? So like Laredo is at about 27.5 degrees north latitude, right? So if you start at the North Pole at 90 degrees north and then go down, 62.5 degrees? That'll get you to our latitude. So in spherical coordinates, Laredo is at phi equals 62.5 degrees. That's the angle you take from the North Pole. Because this is the key here, so you make an angle with the positive z-axis, right? So you put the North Pole, up there on the positive z-axis. That's the sensible coordinate system. So there's even a name. Sometimes people call phi the co-latitude, right? Because you take 90 degrees minus your latitude, and it gives you the co-latitude. 90 degrees minus Laredo's 27.5 degree latitude is our co-latitude of 62.5 degrees. And in radians, 62.5 times pi over 180. And, okay. For theta, that's just going to be longitude. If you do the standard thing where you put the prime meridian, which goes roughly through London, that line of longitude, put that on the positive x-axis, and then you measure that angle. So we're, is it about 99 degrees west or something like that? I forget. I think it's 99.5. So that's actually turning in the negative direction, if I'm remembering it right. So you can think of theta now as longitude, phi is co-latitude, rho is a radius, but you have to be clear on what kind of radius. It's not the radius to an axis like r, it's the radius of a sphere centered at the origin. Again, imagine you're at the North Pole, right? Or imagine you're at the center of the Earth. You go 6,400 meters towards the North Pole. Then you're looking towards roughly London. And you go 62.5 degrees south along the globe. And then you go about 99.5 degrees west along the globe. And then you're at Laredo. Right? Okay. Here's my attempt to draw a sphere. I'm sure it'll look very ugly. Okay. Okay, so up here at the North Pole, phi is zero. And let's say I'm, about here, right? What would you say phi is, roughly?
20 degrees?
25 degrees? 30 degrees? We'll split the difference, call it 25 degrees. That's fine. And then, if we're trying to project this down, you kind of imagine the xy plane here. So we could imagine, where is this if we drop down? Let's say it's, here. Okay, kind of inside. Right? So if this is your XYZ point, here I've dropped down to Z equals zero. And so now I need an angle. Right?
Maybe I need another color. My red, that's a dead red marker.
Okay. So now I have an angle there. Yeah. It's a negative angle, yeah. What do you want to call
85.
It? 85. Negative 80. 80. Let's say. I'll go with 80. Whatever. It's really hard to tell these 3D things because you're projecting onto a 2D thing.
It's your back. It's your point of view.
Yeah. So, okay. 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 All right. Now let's. Okay, so let's assume we have this stuff, right? So let's assume I'm going to make up a number for rho, 7. I don't know. If you want, the units can be meters or whatever, right? 7-meter sphere. And phi will be 25 degrees, which in radians is this. And theta will be negative 80 degrees, which in radians is this. So just turn the degree into what it means, pi over 180. And now it's just a pure number. Okay. Now, let's convert. So this is spherical. Let's go to cylindrical. So the theta is what it is. No change there. But then we need to get our z and our r. Right? Okay, so the formula is right here. Let's see what those are roughly. Okay. So 7 times the cosine of 25 degrees, about 6.34. 7 times the sine of 25 degrees is about 2.96. Theta, the 80 pi over 180, well, negative that, will be, let's see. About negative 0.1. sorry, about negative 1.396. So you don't have to change theta. Mm-hmm. Now let's go all the way back to our more familiar rectangular. Okay. So now there's x, y, and z. So the traditional order here, I guess, is rho, phi, theta. For cylindrical, it's, I guess, r, theta, z, and then x, y, z. When in doubt, just say what is what, okay? Okay, so z is z. There's nothing to do there. And then x is r cosine theta, y is r sine theta. Okay, so we have to do another little bit of trig there, right?
So we've got what there?
Sine of negative 1.39 radians. Okay, so I'm getting a small number, about 0.5, and that's plausible here because x is going in this direction. Right? I'm pretty close to the y-axis, so I should be getting a small number, and I should be getting a positive number, right? This is the positive x-axis. So that checks out. So about 0.51. And the sine of theta times r, remember theta is negative, okay, that number should be bigger, right? The y value should be bigger than the x value because we're further away from the x-axis than we are from the y-axis, right? So it's a bigger y value, right? Because the x-axis is on y equals 0. We're far away from there. The y-axis is on x equals 0, and we're close to that. And this is the positive y-axis, so we're over here, so the y should be negative. And when I plugged in the numbers, I indeed got something bigger than my x value, and it's negative, about negative 2.9. So when you're going in this direction, it's really not so bad. There's formulas and you just plug in the stuff. It's a little bit more annoying to go in the other direction. Okay. Because you have to do the inverse cosine or whatever. You have to worry about is it plus or minus sometimes. If you're a little impatient and you want to go straight from spherical to rectangular, then you can kind of put these two formulas together.
Okay.
So you have the Z formula of rho cosine phi. All right, so just use that. And, okay, for y, what you do is you have r sine theta right here. So you're just going to plug in your formula for r into the r sine theta formula. So you're going to have rho sine of phi, which is just r, times the sine of theta. Similarly for x. If you want to go straight from spherical to rectangular, you're going to have rho times the sine of phi, right? Because that's just r, now times the cosine of theta, right? So rho is the distance to the origin. You multiply by the sine of the colatitude to get the distance to the z-axis, right? And then you multiply by the cosine or sine of your longitude to get your x or y coordinate. If you want the distance to the plane z equals 0, then you take your distance to the origin times the cosine of your colatitude. Some kind of picture like that. There's two right triangles living in these equations. So that's the direct route. If we want to go back directly, we already have the formula for rho. Theta was kind of a bear, right? If we use the inverse cosine formula for it, it'll be like this. You had x over r, right? What's r? That's the distance to the z-axis. That has its own little square root formula. And if you want, you can do, you can add any multiple of 2 pi, and that's still correct. And then phi. Phi is not so bad, right? It's z over rho. And phi is unambiguous. It's always between 0 and 180 degrees. So the inverse cosine gets it right. There's other formulas you can do with inverse tangents and inverse sine, but I think just one version is enough for now. You can look up other formulas if you want. But That's one of the ways you can do it. What do you think? Comments? Questions? Yeah?
So I'm going backwards. Like, if we give a rectangle and lost one cylinder, it's vertical.
Oh, well, we did rectangular to cylinder last time, right? Well, let's see here. Okay. Bring some boards down here. Okay. So, put in cylindrical as an intermediate step. Okay, so did I get the wrong one? You wanted to go this way.
No, I just looked for it. So I was thinking it was fascinating.
Okay. This way. Yeah. Okay. S-I-G-N is sign, as in plus or minus, right? Multiply by positive 1 or negative 1. Right?
That's a rectangle.
Hmm?
And what's
that for? That's for going from rectangular to cylindrical, like we did last time. Right? And then you want to go further. So given the R theta Z, you go to spherical . Get this. Theta is just theta. Phi is the inverse cosine of z over rho. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay.
through an example.
Hmm? Where is this? All right. Let's see.
In terms of all these radii and angles, right? Sine of y here is negative. So if I want something between negative 180 degrees and positive 180 degrees, I'm just going to leave off the multiple of 2 pi. So in general, you can throw on any multiple of 2 pi and it's still correct. But the simplest choice is to not add a multiple of 2 pi. So we're going to have negative inverse cosine of 2. And then your r is... the next part, right? So that's 2 squared plus 1 squared, right? Here. And then phi, right? The other angle, is the inverse cosine of z, which in this case is 5, over rho. Rho, I'm taking the distance to the origin, so I have to square all 3 rectangular coordinates. And, yeah, here's rho again. Things that negative sign there is making the negative sign there.
So, a bunch of inverse cosines on your calculator. Right? 2 over root 5 for the first one.
Basically, you're just substituting it.
Yeah.
You have to go through 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, I'm just plugging into the formulas here, right? Oh, don't forget the minus sign though. Okay, so about negative 0.46 radians.
Remember, about 6.3 radians takes you all the way around the circle. So a rough approximation is that 1 radian is about 1/6 of the circle. It's a little bit less than that, but it's roughly 1/6 of the circle. So 1 radian is a little bit under 60 degrees. So this is a little bit less than half a radian, so it's a little under 30 degrees, probably about 25 degrees. Yeah. If you want to know, multiply by 180 and divide by pi. That's the conversion factor. And it comes out to be about 26.5 degrees.
Okay. And then this one is 5 over the square root of 30. About positive 0.42 radians. And again, if you multiply that by 180 and divide by pi, you can get it in degrees. It's about 24 degrees.
Is 27 degrees also negative?
Yes, thank you. And here's our root 30. Let's see. 30 is between 25 and 36, so this is something between 5 and 6, right? Probably about 5.5. Yep. About 5.5.
5.477, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so this is day 12.
Okay. So this is the fourth and final homework for the third batch, which is due on Thursday. I think that's enough for now. There's much more practice in section 2.7 of the book, so check it out.